peace, love, blessings, my beautiful people. Big homie Fit Tech coming back to you real quick. A little late on a Sunday night, but I just kind of wanted to not let the day go by without me coming to you with some really good content, right? So first and foremost, I want to say thank you to all you guys who have streamed the audio, you know, because this is the real, this is probably the, no, for real, this is more than likely the realest podcast that you're checking out. There's no sponsorship. It's just me, a Baltimore boy, trying to show my fellow natives that, you know, they can do it. They can make it. If I can, so can they. If you haven't so far, go ahead over, check out the YouTube channel, Big Homie Fit Tech. Definitely check out the Instagram, Mike Page 2. I'm just bringing y'all this real live, not trying to team up, get the whole gang. I got a whole lot of people who want to collaborate. You know, I just kind of sort of haven't really found the need to do any collaborations just yet. Now, am I going to? Of course. I got a lot of good content to bring you guys. But this piece right here, and don't laugh at me, guys, for those who are looking at the YouTube channel. If you can see my fingers, I got some ink on my fingers because, hey, man, nobody's perfect. And I can tell you that my amazing queen, my wife, she is just about. She is definitely just about perfect. But none of us do everything perfectly. So she got me. There was an ink pen in the washer. So we're doing laundry today. It's a little late. Dang near 12 o'clock. But hey, I just wanted to jump on and bring you guys some content. And also, shout out, I got a couple things, right? This is going to be a hodgepodge, guys. It's going to be a hodgepodge of content. So, bear with me. So, first and foremost, I want to wish two awesome people that I love very much, that are very near and dear to my heart. The first is the one who gave me birth, you know, the one who brought me into this planet, you know, bared that pain of this big-ass head passing through her canal and coming into this world. And that's my mom. Today is my mom's birthday, January 8th. So, Mom, I just wanted to give you some nice flowers on Sunday. Of course, you already know I got you, so you know I already took care of you now, but I can never take care of you the way you've taken care of me. So, you know, I just want to thank you, and just wanted to give you some flowers. You know, I know everyone hears this story, you know, but this is some real shit right here, you know. You know, we really come from, you know how you hear people, they say where they come from. And, you know, I don't like to throw that around often, but if I'm keeping it, you know, 110%, you know, I come from humble beginnings. And I wouldn't say that I was never poor, but my mom had to work very hard to provide for me and my brother and my sister. And for that, I would like to thank her very much. You know, we endured it all. You know, anything you can think of, you know, we have endured it all. And she raised men. This is a queen who... and shout out to all of the queens out there who have to raise kings, you know, because it's not fair. Like, you know, as a king speaking, you know, we should learn certain things from our fathers, you know. But at the same time, all of us don't have that luxury. But it's not an excuse, you know, not making any excuses. I'm just telling my mom, thank you. Mom, thank you. You're very special to me. I will cherish you always. I just wanted to give you some flowers on that note. Happy birthday. I love you very much. All right. Second person that I want to give some flowers is literally like a brother, you know. It's my cousin. His real name is Mark. Well, we call him Twani. I don't know any other Twanies. And I never really knew why we called him Twani. I just knew that I called him brother. You know, this guy, I have a lot of love for him. We always had, I mean, he's a true king, true warrior, raising his family, caring for his family, protecting his family. Like I said, I'm with me being from the city, I hate the separation. We have such a small city, so my life has always been unique, so I could never relate to the sides, you know, east side, west side, up the hill, you know, down the hill, south side. I never could relate to that because God blessed me with being able to have a huge family, and my family lived everywhere, right? So I love my city. Each and every last side of it. I've learned things in every section of it. You know, my cousin, actually, the one who I'm mentioning, he was definitely a veteran of every side. You know, primarily he resided on West. He lived everywhere, and he made connections and, you know, is shown love everywhere that he goes because he's a real dude, man, genuine guy, and a good man, you know. So shout out to you, you know, Cousin Twani, I love you, man. I'm posting this tonight to make sure that you and moms see this. And, yeah, I don't want to make it too mushy and gushy, right? But I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? This is just something that people don't do. So, am I nice? Yeah, I'm a little nice. I'm a little nice. I got my, you know, got my rum right here. But I'm not bothering anybody. I'm at home. I'm not driving anywhere, that's for sure. And I just finished up a quick mile on the treadmill because, you know, a one a day keeps the doctor away. So I got to have it, you know. Hey, I don't judge anybody who doesn't, but I love it. So, yeah, on that note, happy birthday to my moms and my cousin, Twani. All right, guys, so on the flip side, I want to know what you guys think about something that's very near and dear to my heart. Now, I'm going to do it, and regardless, I'm not looking for accolades or not looking for approval or anything like that. I just want to tell my story. So, I have a pretty good one, and it's still being written. You know, the book is still being written, and what I mean by that is the book is still being written because thank God I'm still here. But I want to talk about some of the things that I've gone through thus far. And what I'm getting ready to do is I'm getting ready to start writing a book. So I'm going to try to do it a little differently. voice dictation, but I'm hoping that I can use the audio to narrate my own audio book, right? I don't know anything about writing a book. I don't know anything about publishing, but I just want that young man, that kid who might feel that everything is like up against him, you know, coming from my city or anywhere in the world, to know that you don't have to be a boxer, you don't have to be an athlete, you don't have to be a rapper to do okay, right? So do all right. All you have to do is just don't give up, you know? Don't give up on yourself. And definitely live by certain morals and ethics and principles. You know, definitely a lot of love, a lot of faith. I've been raised with religion, and I don't knock religion, but I'm more so a spiritualist than anything. Don't necessarily take man's word, you know, as the be-all, say-all, because I feel that we are all godly, right? So we can get deeper on that, you know, on another episode, but this one is just flowers to, you know, my mom and my cousin. And, yeah, I just wanted to see what you guys think. Let me know what you think as far as me getting ready to get started on my book. So I'll give you a little brief example of how it's going to go, right? And it's probably not going to go just like this in the book. But it will be something similar. But let's just say, you know, Mike Page was born in Baltimore, Maryland on November 3rd, 1978 at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Mother, Vanessa Griffin, father, Michael Allen Page, Michael was born and lived in West Baltimore initially, where I grew up for a couple years before my mom migrated over to East Baltimore, which is Port Federal, aka up the hill, East Baltimore, where, you know, did simple things like, you know, have fun. Baltimore streets, Baltimore City was a very fun and peaceful city to live in. We had things like block parties and using the fire hydrant to get wet on hot days. Corner store where, you know, you would be lucky to get a quarter to play, you know, Galaga or, you know, Pac-Man. Or, for that matter, a dollar or 50 cents to purchase some or order of fries, you know. Black parties were very special. I can recall hearing Frankie Beverly and Maze, you know, and definitely can recall gunshots ringing out. But fortunately, back in those days, it was more so a fear tactic, a scare tactic, because nobody didn't get hurt. Up until one day, you know, my brother came in a little bit late. And we happened to hear some gunshots. It was typical for any of the kids to try to earn a couple bucks from Miss Anna. It was one of the neighborhood older elderly ladies who occasionally would give us 50 cents or a dollar to take our trash out. Very sweet lady. Alleys were a popular place for us to hang in Baltimore City. It was safe. There was always an adult or multiple adults paying attention to what was going on. But this particular night, we heard the shots and we knew that my brother wasn't home. Maybe 5 minutes after the shots rang out, you know, my brother, who has always been extremely strong, great man, at the very early age of 13, 14, busted in the door and yells out, "Mom, I got shot." The whole neighborhood gathered around, and we're all in my living room, which is very small because Baltimore houses, rural houses, were not the largest. It was just a two-bedroom house, row house. And so, thankfully, you know, to summarize, my brother survived, but he was the victim of a crossfire. Just so happened to be in the alley, wrong place, wrong time, and got hit in his back. No vital organs were damaged. Bullet was removed, and he's good to go. He's still with us until this day. So that's kind of going to be a summary or a sneak preview of the story of a Baltimore boy. So yeah, guys, it's a big homie FitTech just tapping in. Peace, love, and blessings. Stay tuned. Don't forget to share, comment, subscribe, and be on the lookout for that book, which will be narrated by myself. I just had to figure out the whole publishing. we'll figure that out. Peace, love, and blessings, guys. I love you guys again. I mean that. And stay positive. All positive vibes. This won't be a fictionary book. This will be kind of sort of biography of my life, you know, at least the beginning. Still being written. All right, peace, love, and blessings. Catch y'all in the next one.